awesome game. The Huskies beat Lake Erie over the weekend, throwing up over 40 points in the first half and getting over 50, of course, in the game. And congratulations, Coach Curley, on not only on the win, but sealing up an NCAA home playoff game this Saturday. How are you feeling, and how are the guys feeling going into this weekend?
I think everybody's excited, you know, for what has happened, and then of course, and also the prospects of what we've got in front of us, Dirk. It's been busy, you know, a lot of things that become involved, but that don't involve X's and O's, which takes some of your time. But our kids have done a great job focusing, and I have no doubt that we'll do a good job this week getting ready to play.
We'll talk about the Saturday game. 59 points, Coach, to Lake Erie's 14. Obviously, the offense really, really good. The defense really, really good. I mean, what was the best part of the game in your eyes as far as what stage of the game or what part of our game?
Well, I think the first half we played very well. You know, we gave the – gave that back a long run for a touchdown where we didn't fit the defense real good, and he popped one, and he's a great back. I mean, that he had 275 or 80 yards. He's over 2,000 yards. I think he broke a conference record for rushing in a season, and but that was it. I mean, they had one other touchdown late in the ball game, second half, but so we did a good job there. And then I don't think we punted the first half. You know, every time we had the football, the first two drives, Tyler hit Brandon on a couple of routes that he broke for long touchdowns, and then then we kind of got the line of scrimmage going our way, and the first half it was wasn't over, but we were in pretty good shape.
Turnovers a big part of that game. Yet again, two interceptions. I think you guys got a fumble as well. And that seemed to kill a lot of their drives as takeaways.
It did. They had a third down where they converted, but we Nick Brajek stripped their carrier, and Deshaun Nelson got that one. And then Paulie's interception put us on the real short field. So we had a shorter drive there. And then we had a two-play drive where we popped a sweep, and Charlie went about 60. So we had three long touchdowns there in the first half, and then two short field drives, and converted on all of them.
Coach, so many big plays in that game, and we knew that was possible. Their defense came in, gave up a lot of yards, a lot of points, and you guys were able to do that. But always fun to see the big plays. We had not only Charlie's big run, but a couple of big passes in that first quarter from Scarlett to Cowie. Always fun for the fans to see those big plays.
Well, when we did our post game charts and goals, one of our team goals is always to try to stay plus two in the big plays, which are 15 yard or more runs and 25 yard or more pass, and we had nine big plays, and I don't think we've had more than four or five, maybe six, in any game this year. So we did. We had probably more big plays, I'm sure, than we've had all year.
Coach, you were about 36 seconds away from being GLIAC co-champs. Walsh gave Ferris State all they could handle. Ferris came back and scored late in that game. I saw your reaction down on the sideline when we announced the final score. You were obviously disappointed. Tough, because 2 years ago we win a share of the conference title with seven wins. You get nine this year and end up with nothing.
Right, that's true. And I think in 2010, ourselves and Wayne were the first two teams that had two losses in the GLIAC and did not get a national playoff bid. And this year we're sitting there ourselves in Ohio Dominican with one loss going into that last weekend, crossing our fingers and saying our prayers. I mean, that's the number of good teams that are out there and how the schedules have balanced.
Well, Angelo State is the opponent, Coach, from Texas. They're going to have to head all the way up here to our snowy area. And what do we know about this team going in right now?
Well, the Lone Star Conference has had some great teams. They've won some national championships. We're not real familiar. We've got a day and a half of watching them on film. Of course, we will continue to break them down and get ready to play for them, guys. But they're very explosive. You look at their scores, and they've scored on everybody, but people have scored on them. So they've that whole league seems like a 45-44 game a lot of times. We're trying to find to watch their defense and see how they'll probably play us. And you look long and hard to find a tight end in that league, and you look forever and I don't think you'll find a fullback. So a lot of four and five wideouts and, you know, spread the ball around, and guys are throwing it all over the county.
Well, I'll take one for the team. I always ask dumb questions, and this might be one, but in a situation like this, do you contact any other coaches that you know, maybe down south coach, that know these teams a little bit better, that can give you some verbal advice on what kind of, you know, other than just watching their schemes and their systems and everything on film, you know, what they do and how you can defend them?
Well, you know, we have a complete film exchange with them. So we've given them every game we've played, and vice versa. You know, that league, we're not as familiar. You know, we've got people that know people. You know, that old adage. You know, in the RMAC, the Pueblos and Colorado Mines, and of course the Great Lakes Valley, the Indies, and that stuff. But this league, we're not as familiar with. But you know, like I said, we've got every film that they've played, and so, you know, there's, you know, what we'll base all of our you know, work and preparation on.
Coach, when you look at the region and how it kind of sorted itself out here with Ferris getting the number one seed and Colorado State Pueblo getting the number two seed, we're the three. What do you think as far as, you know, our potential to make a run here in the NCAA playoffs?
Well, you know, it starts on Saturday. If we don't get by this one, of course, we're done, and we know that. But we've pretty much been in a playoff since the Ferris State loss. You know, we told the kids before the Tiffin game, you want to keep playing after November 15th, you better win today, and they did. And then they won at Ashland, and then they won against Lake Erie, and, you know, now they've got one more. And you know, they're watching them on film. They know that they're playing a very good football team. But, you know, we're playing pretty well right now ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, with the brackets, West, they don't change, right,
right,
from here on?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
They're set.
Right. We would go to, if we were fortunate enough to win Saturday, we would go to Pueblo a week from Saturday.
How about home field advantage? What do you expect to see for home field advantage with a team coming from Texas? I know they've had a little bit of cold weather lately, but typically not.
You know, we were in good shape until I listened to John Dees, and all of a sudden it's going to be 37, 38 on Saturday and balmy. I mean, that you know, where's the 23 and 80 mile an hour winds?
Well, he's saying 33 now, so yeah, okay. not too. A few snow showers and 33 on Saturday.
Let's see if we can, you know, dump a little of that winter stuff. I mean, you know, we. At least we get it in the middle of the week.
Yeah. Is this a team that likes to throw it around a lot, though, Coach?
They do. They do. They're you know, and their quarterback is their leading rusher. Good player. You know, they'll put three, four, five, you know, wideouts on the field and try to make you play the whole field. And if you do, then he's going to take off and run. Similar, you know, probably a lot like Tiffin was.
So, Coach, with an offense like that, is our defense more pressure even? I mean, there are a lot of pressure every game on the linebackers, obviously, and what they do, but more pressure with a team like this?
Well, yeah, in the secondary, you know, the back end has to play because, you know, now all of a sudden they have the capability of hitting a big place, and that's something we have to limit. You know, but that's a whole defensive mentality. You know, it starts with the pass rush, and then, you know, then works back to the linebackers, of course, and then back to the secondary.
Well, Coach, obviously we're hoping for a big crowd on Saturday. You know, it's only the second ever NCAA game at Sherman Field. Make sure you get out and check it out. We're offering the VIPs, $25 for VIP tickets, which you get your free parking, a game ticket, and access to all the food and drink you can have at the library VIP tailgate parties. And hoping for a great atmosphere on Saturday, Coach.
Well, we hope so. You know, I mean, it's supposed to be a nice day on Saturday, lousy until then. But you know, you're right. We got the VIPs, and they're working with the NCAA rules and regulations to try to make that as you know, to continue to be as popular as it's been, and then still stay within the regulations. And you know, it should be a, you know, hopefully a festive day for us.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations. What a great season so far. And man, home playoff on this weekend, it's just going to be great. Noon start. And what is the, was that NCAA? I'm guessing.
Yeah, they yeah. dictated the time.
Okay,
yeah.
Noon start. And then not a 1 o'clock start. Noon start at Sherman Field, Coach. Good luck the rest of the week in getting ready for this game. We can't wait.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right. That is Coach Curley for the football team. They are hosting a playoff game noon on Saturday. And, of course, if you can't be there or want to tune in on your way to the game, we'll have the broadcast for you starting at 11 here on Mix 93. More Drive Time right after this.